Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Williams Cabaret. For the next 27 minutes, starting now, without hesitation, repetition, or deviation, but with interruption from star guests, you'll be in the company of Mr. Kenneth Williams!
Nice to see you all. Good evening, and may I say, what an honor. What an honor it is for you to have me. And since the last show, the BBC was bombarded with calls, people crying out for more. We want sagacity and great wit, they were crying. Bring back the great wit. And the producer said, are you the great twit? And I said, me, the great wit? No, you're great twit. I said, no, I'm a cult. I'm an enormous cult figure. I am your actual original cult figure. I'm the biggest cult going, I can tell you. Well, I'm the biggest cult round here, anyway. And, in fact, it's been given the wrong slant in some quarters. Some people got it mixed up with the occult. Yes. Anyway, there was a flood of correspondence about the astral plane. They told me, never cross water when Mars is under Uranus. Well, no, you had it. Yes, you've been to the same place. Yeah, they always tell you this, don't they? I wouldn't cross water anyway. It wreaks havoc with the plumbing, doesn't it? Yes, and they said, never eat oysters when there's an hour in the month. Never eat a Swiss roll on I wouldn't eat a Swiss roll any day. I mean, what's wrong with a British roll? Hey, what's wrong with a British roll? Yes, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you. A little patriotism. Not out of place, is it? Nothing wrong with a British roll. You can have it butter, you can have it with jam, you can have it in the arm, you can have it in the wrap, and if you're very lucky, you can have it with a waffle. If you want, you've got a bike, you can give it nothing away. And that, yeah, brilliant, wasn't it? I just comes so trippingly off the tongue, doesn't it? And that brings me very neatly to our first guest this evening. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want a warm reception for Cantabile.
Right now, I'm going to start at the top of the card, and what are you going to give me a fine?
There was a boy from Arkansas, wouldn't listen to his mom, and she told him he'd have to go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, and pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's two or die, gotta learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and become an auctioneer.
And here he comes.
Now from the boy who went to school, the groom had played it cool, and he came home a full-fledged auctioneer. The people came from miles around to see him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore, he had all he could do and more. He had to buy a plane to get around. And now his hopes in all the land is for to give that man a hand, cause he's the best you'll be the auctioneer.
Here he comes again.
$35, all right now, you open the gas and let them know, come boys, got enough of a new one, can you give fun?
He makes more noise than he takes a stand, and he hears from a really big band. He's the best art auctioneer in all the land.
Staggering. I mean, they are quite staggering, aren't they? Brilliant. Well, only the best is good enough for the BBC. That's what they told me when they engaged me. Of course. Yes, and this isn't the first time I've done a show for the BBC. Oh, good gracious me, no. That was a long time ago, that was, when Long John Silver had two legs and an egg on his shoulder. Oh, shall I ever forget those halcyon days? Ever halcyon? Halcyon, Doris Waters, John McCormack singing the Yokohama song. When Yokohama to the end of a path. Yeah, I remember it. Oh, wonderful. And it was about that time when a young executive producer approached me and said, Williams, a word. And I had thought of a word, actually, but if I'd said it, I wouldn't be here today. Well, not looking so lovely. So he said, well, I have it on good authority that the powers that be are smiling on you. I said, they're smiling. He said, yes, they're not getting any laughs, but they are definitely smiling. He said, and that means you're teetering. I said, what are you talking about teetering? I've only had the gooseberry fruit cup. Each gooseberry was goosed individually by my own fair hands. He said, no, I mean teetering on the brink of social acceptance. All you need now is a shove in the right direction, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to put you up for membership. I said, of what? He said, of the most influential cabal in the whole of Europe, the BBC Club. I said, oh, the BBC Club. You mean that place where showbiz celebs gather together and money flows? That is no tomorrow. He said, no, that's the Listen Grove Labour Exchange. No. The BBC Club is the cream of your media intelligentsia. You have to pass the entrance exam. I thought, hello. It's worse than the army. I remember my medical for that. My medical for the army was unbelievable. This awful man said, for heaven's sake, what a revolting body. For heaven's sake, man, pull the stomach round to the front. And I had me back to him at the time. Dreadful. I'll never forget it. But I'll tell you all about the BBC Club test later, because it's time now for me to introduce you to our second guest. Somebody I first met at the Coliseum many moons ago. I don't tell you how long ago. It's making me think I'm old or something. But ladies and gentlemen, a warm hand for Peter Hudson.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I was on holiday in Torquay, and a fella walked into a pub with a penguin under his arm. The man behind the counter said, what are you doing with that? He said, well, what? He said, that penguin. He said, well, I found him sitting on the beach in a deck chair. Trying to get that white bit brown. He said, what are you going to do with him? He said, well, I don't know. I've never found a penguin before. Well, he said, if I were you, I should take that penguin to the zoo. He said, I never thought of that. Thank you very much. 2 hours later, this same fella walked into a pub with a penguin under his arm. The fella behind the counter said, is that the same penguin I saw you with 2 hours ago? He said, yeah. He said, well, didn't you take him to the zoo like I told you to? He said, yes, I did. I did. He enjoyed it. I'm going to take him to the pictures now. Now, the one thing that the listeners and you lovely people here tonight, one thing that is in common with all of you all have this terrifying disease called snoring. Now, I guarantee, even for the listeners at home, they will nod and nudge and point at one another, but certainly you lovely people here tonight will do the same thing. When you recognize one another snores, you won't recognize your own because you're asleep at the time. The common or garden snore, which starts off all snores, is the one that goes... It's true, I call that the selfish snore because the mouth doesn't open, they keep it all to themselves, don't they? All right, then let's start off with the fellas. Now, there are a lot of fellas that are known as blowers. He's the one that goes... Then you get the ladies snore. 80% of ladies who snore like this. Then the next snorer is the frightener. Now, if any lady here sleeps with a frightener, you have my sympathy. No, because they are terrifying. This is, and it's always the fellas, I'm sorry, this is the frightener.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't asleep. No, I was just resting my eyes.
Now, the last one is a gem. He is called the Saturday Afternoon Snorer. Now, yes, there's a few heads nodding here. I'll paint the picture for you. Saturday lunchtime, ladies. Yes. It's touch and go whether he makes it to the city after a big lunch, isn't it? He makes it, gets into his favourite chair or to the city. You're out in the kitchen finishing the washing up. Yes. Saturday afternoon, what's he going to do? Watch Grandstand or World of Sport. But within 5 minutes... he's gone. There's Peter O'Sullivan giving a commentary on the Grand National with Michael O'Hare out in the country, and they're talking to themselves.
As the coveted wars here, two fence now, it's red rum and purple silk and Lascargo together. They're coming to this fence now with red rum, Lascargo, tied cottage and purple silk. They're coming to this fence now, it's red rum, purple silk, Lascargo. They come to the 18th. How they come to the fence now? They jump it. And they're over. And it's still red rum, purple silk, Lascargo, tied cottage together. They're making their way out into the country. I can't see them from here, so I pass you over to Michael O'Hare.
And our horses are coming in now. They're red rum and purple silk together. All these horses are coming towards the chair. And they're coming towards the chair. Now the red rum and purple silk, they come to the fence, they jump it. And they're over. And now they're going towards the beaches. And they're going towards the beaches. Now with red rum and purple silk together. They're still praising again. And they're going, shoo. And they're passing me now. They're going to put this fence, shoo. And they're going to put this, shoo. And they're coming to this fence now. It's beaches. They come to the fence now. They jump it. And they're over. Yeah. And they're going out back, going back towards the grandstand. And I pass you back to Peter O'Sullivan.
One more fence to jump. Just one more fence to jump. Red rum on his own, looking for his third national in a row. It's red rum coming to this fence. It's red rum coming to this fence all on his own now. It's red rum comes to the last fence now, the national. He jumps it.
He's over.
He's over. His jockey jumps it. He's over. And he goes, drum, as he passes, suppose it's Charlie's aunt first. How's your father second and fat Joe third?
He's still asleep, isn't he? He hasn't seen any of this, has he? No, no. What happens, ladies? You come out of the kitchen, you finish the washing up, you see that he's asleep. Ladies, you know that on Saturday afternoon on BBC Two... There's a film. You tiptoe over to the set, don't you? You change the channel over...
Yeah, I was watching that. I was watching...
Good, isn't he? We'll have to get on to the bookings, people. Yes, well, I was telling you about my entrance examination for the BBC Club, wasn't I? Well, this BBC producer was putting me up. He said he fixed the appointment. I said, I suppose I have to appear before the committee. He said, no, one man speaks for all. He's a terrible big mouth. And he'll see you on Friday. I suggest you get yourself a decent pair of trousers, too, before you go. Those pyjama bottoms you're wearing are a disgrace. I said, no, they're not for a man, they're for a lady. He said, why are you wearing them? I said, I'm breaking them in for this Griselda Clotworthy. He said, they look a bit loose. I said, so is Griselda Clotworthy. Anyway, I finished up being very smart and went for this interview with this big mouth at the BBC Club. Now, it only remains for me to pass the witty repartee test. Can you think of anything witty? I said, oh, yes, of course. What did the toothpaste say to the toothbrush? And he said, I don't know. What did the toothpaste say to the toothbrush? And I said, squeeze my bottom and I'll meet you outside the tube. Well, he fell about. He absolutely fell about. And he said, well, you're an original. And largely because of that success, I have been prevailed upon to sing tonight for you in the persona of Rambling Sid. So I've been digging in my gander bag and I've come up with a lugubrious tale which tells of a young swain beneath his loved one's balcony. He's a very small swain, but she's got a very low bearer. It's the prevailing winds, you see. And it goes after this fashion. Oh, will you love me, Mary, when my futtocks be bending low, when my orbs grow dim and my splod is white and my cord wangle makes an ugly sight, and my futtocks be bended low, my futtocks be bended low. And she answers to him, you ask me if I love you, oh, when your futtocks be bending low, when your orbs grow dim and your splod is white and your cord wangle makes an ugly sight. If I feel the way I do tonight, my answer will still be no. Thank you for that underwhelming reception, and it's now my great pleasure to introduce you to a real singer. A warm hand, ladies and gentlemen, for Miss Barbara Jay.
Now I would like to bring out from the orchestra my husband, Tommy Whittle, with his saxophone. Now going to give you our rendering of Them, Their Eyes. I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them, their eyes. You have a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. You make me feel so happy. You make me feel so blue. No falling, I'm stalling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, are gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes. Get you in a whole lot of trouble, baby. Them, their eyes. And then their eyes.
and Barbara Jay and Tommy Whittle. Well, I've had a shock, I can tell you. I found the most extraordinary communication in the dressing room addressed to me. It said, as from the termination of this performance, you're classified as redundant. Your services are no longer required. See Section 4 of the Factories Act. Factories Act? I've never read it, let alone acted it. I showed it to the producer. I said, hey, did you know about this? He said, of course I know. They're laying you off. I said, I've never been laid on, let alone off. Like to see anyone take advantage of me. I should love it. Anyway, I said, sacking me is a disgrace. What about your promises? You said I had a rosy future. You said they'd be coming out to my door and making me a very nice proposition. You had me going. I got all worked up. I was crying. I was hysterical. They bashed me right across the face. It was terrible. He said, put yourself together. Remember where you are. The corporation. Crying and snivelling like that. Do you want to be known as a sissy? I said, oh, no, no. No. No, not the last. He said, well, put away that scented handkerchief and listen to me. There is something coming up for you. And here's... Yes. You remember, he said, here's a hint. The costume is scarlet slashed with ermine. I said, scarlet slashed with ermine. Oh, say no more. I knew it's a judge. I love playing judge. I love all that.
You're a prisoner at the bar. You are accused.
And he said, hang on, it's not a judge. No, it's Father Christmas up the stores. I said, what? He said, Father Christmas, you'll be at the entrance of the fairy grotto. I'm sure you'll do it with grace and aplomb.
Oh, I wouldn't do it with grace, darling. I said, let alone aplomb. I left in
high dudgeon and a flurry of talcum powder,
which was just as well. Just as well, because I had to get back here to introduce, for their final number, ladies and gentlemen, Cantabile.
Got a little rhythm, a rhythm, a rhythm, a bit of pats through my brain, so that the system that aims and distant, when it'll drive me insane, comes in the morning without any warning, and hangs around all day. I'll have to sneak up to it someday and speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you've got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all equipped for. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flip. Oh, each morning I get up with a sound, start a hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done.
I know that once you didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy.
Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? You stop picking on me. Got a rhythm, a rhythm, a rhythm, a bit of pass through my brain, so don't persist in the day. Got me on the go, fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with a song, start a hoping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to
it ain't in rhythm. Oh, won't you stop picking on me?
Thank you, Cantabile, and that, I'm afraid, brings us to the end of the show, and a timely quatrain from Hedley Stacknich, the Pontefract panel beater and bird fancier. A musician who's doing two jobs at a time, as well as one in the middle, and never paying the tax man a dime, is probably on the fiddle. Thank you very much indeed. And...
Kenneth Williams' Cabaret starred Kenneth Williams. His guests were Cantabile, Peter Hudson, Barbara Jay, and Tommy Whittle. Music from the Burt Rhodes Orchestra. The script was by Kenneth Williams, and the show was produced by Jonathan James Moore.